Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. What's going on, everyone?
Howdy. I was waiting for the Caleb here.
There we are. Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. What's been happening this week? Last week? This week? It's Monday. I don't know. What happened on the weekend? How was your weekend?
I vomited?
Oh, yeah. Talk me through that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I entered a hot wing competition. The guys at work signed me up for it. I didn't, like, willingly enter it. I caved into peer pressure, which I'm really fucking bad at. Go on, you won't. Oh, fuck on, let's go.
Here we go.
Away we fucking go! So, yeah, and I don't normally have, like, that much hot sauce when I do hot sauce. Like, I've had some really fucking hot sauces before, and I've never vomited. But we don't use that much hot sauce when we do, like, have them. So they just, like, slathered the fucking side of the wing with this hot sauce. And I was like, there were seven of them. And I got to the sixth one and fucking, yeah, just blue chunks.
Jeez.
Blue chunks.
So was there different hot sauces on, like, different wings? Or was it the same hot sauce across all wings? Like, was it different hot sauces that you had to go through?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it started off at, like, you know, weak to gonna fucking kill you. I just signed a waiver.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It can cause, like, cardiac distress.
Yeah. Like, I guess that's true. Yeah. Or it can cause you to blow chunks.
Yeah, that's not a worry.
Well, not bad. You did pretty well, too, from what you told me.
Yeah, I went all right. I could have done better. But is what it is.
Would you try it again?
Yeah, fucking A. Yeah. Oh. Next time I'll make sure I've actually got a bit of preparation up my sleeve and I'll toughen myself up.
Do some practice. Yeah.
Start drinking hot sauce.
Through a straw.
Suck.
Yeah.
Purpose of a straw, isn't it? To suck.
Sucks to suck. Hot sauce.
But that's it. That's really the exciting part of my week. I did fuck all during the week, and then Sunday I did the hot sauce competition, hot wings, and yep, that's about it for me. What about you?
It wasn't too bad. Pretty good weekend. I was away most of the weekend, as you know.
Saw your mum on the weekend, didn't you?
No. I did not. Very nice. We did lots of things. We did so many things. But yeah, no, it was, as you know, Taylor's birthday on last week. So yeah, we spent the weekend doing lots of different things. Yeah, went and saw some dolphins and shit. And some whales.
I was going to troll her on Facebook. I saw that, like, you'd been tagged in her, like, birthday weekend post, and there was, like, a cute photo of you two. And it was, like, a little fucking thing that she'd written about, you know, it was a great weekend and blah, 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 blah. I was going to comment on the photo of you two together and be like, so that's where my man's been all weekend. was like, nah, she probably wouldn't appreciate that. She cracked the shits and then Caleb would suffer for it. So I was like, nah.
But no, it was good. It was good. Very good. But anyway, looking forward to a big week of work.
And your football team lost again.
Oh, well, yeah. For the last time this year, thank God. I don't have to worry about that for another 6 months, which is nice.
Excellent. That means you've got no excuse to not be on the computer all weekend.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Because you spent the whole weekend with your missus, so now it's my fucking turn. You fucking listen here, Taylor. But she won't even hear this until after the weekend. Fuck, damn it.
Yeah. But no, so it was good. But yeah, no, looking forward to the week. It's not a lot been happening this last week. Nothing really too exciting popping up. I haven't even been looking at too many reels or memes or getting my social media fix.
As hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not lazy, but like, I just backed right off on social media. I just haven't really paid much attention to it at all.
Sometimes it's easy to do that. You just forget about it. It's kind of.
It's good.
Yeah, it is. It is good having a break from it. Yeah.
But I'm not a walking meme factory.
You do get some funny things from it, though.
You do, but, like, how much of our conversations do we include memes and reels?
Like on a day-to-day.
Everyday speech.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Well, I mean, for a whole 2 weeks there, we were going on about how we just wanted to go around Kickstarter landmine.
Hock-tour.
Yeah, hock-tour. The thing at the moment is the Australian breakdancer. There's so many on there. I think the best one I've seen,
black fella guy with the he uses the voice from the ABC show. I forget what it's called, but it's like indigenous like comedy, but I forget what it's actually called.
Oh, black comedy.
That's it, yeah, black comedy.
Yeah.
So he's like, can't even dance. What's this slut? And then it's like, you know, showing the moves. Yeah, it's like, yeah. I fucking love that skit too. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, I've seen a fair bit of it. It's good. Yeah, really good. I did enjoy that.
Same as, there's one where he's like ripping on not being black enough. He's like being too white. It's like listening to Shania Twain and shit. Oh, fuck. Love it. He gets arrested by the cops for not being black enough.
Yeah. That was good. It's good. I was done in. I was trying to think. Yeah, it was. But I think that was. Oh, yeah, it's the rough from up here in Queensland.
Probably.
I can't remember. Anyway, doesn't matter. Very good. But yeah, those memes have been funny. Well, some of them. There's a lot of them. I think my favourite one's the when I spray bug spray, the cockroach on the ground. And
yeah.
It's got the break dancer. Anyway,
she was fucking atrocious. Well,
yeah, I don't know what the whole idea behind it was, but. Now the most trending thing over the last couple of weeks, so maybe that was the goal. If that was the goal, then congratulations.
I don't know who was more successful though, like her breakdancing or that fucking French guy knocking the pole off with his pole.
Oh, yeah, I did say that. Yeah,
that was actually me.
Oh, yeah. The pole.
No, it was Maddie landed on.
Yes. Oh, well,
what are we talking about today?
Yeah, this is terrible. What a good segue. This is why people have body image issues.
Because there's French guys with big fucking dongs.
And everyone gets to see it because it gets put all over social media. Hey, it's great. Oh, good segue.
What a legend, though.
Oh, yeah. What a way to go out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I lost, but did I really?
Yeah, you can't be too upset about that. I don't know. But yeah, good segue. We were going to talk about body image this week and the effects it can have on your mental health. It sucks. You think it's think it'd be a phase? Have you ever heard that? It's just a phase. You get over it. Yeah, I know. So I brought it up. Thought it might rile you up a little bit.
Not just a phase, Mum.
I'm 12 now. I do what I want.
Fuck, if I'd have said that at 12 years old, it would have been fucking left, right,
goodbye. Oh, right. I'll come home when I want to come home.
I remember I got fucking chewed out hard in, it's like year 11 or 12. So I was like 15, somewhere between 15 and 17. Mm. I turned, my birthday's like at the end of the year. So like in year 11, I was 15 for most of the fucking year until I turned 16. Mm. Anyway, so yeah, somewhere between 15 and 17, and one of my like friends, she was waiting to be picked up for school from school, and like I stayed around to wait with her so she wasn't alone. Mm. And I got home late. I got fucking chewed out for it because I was home late.
Mm.
It wasn't even like late. It was still like afternoon. It was before fucking 5 o'clock, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
But because I didn't arrive home when I was meant to, woo-wee. Yep. Even when I said why, I was doing something nice.
That's what you get for doing something nice.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, no, world's changed. I see kids rolling around at stupid.
Fucking clock. Hate kids.
Really
though, like you think about when we were their age, how you know, the older people fucking thought we were dickheads. And now we're the older people and you look at the, you know, I wanna say like 15-year-olds, you look at them and you're like, I just want to introduce you to a brick wall.
there's all this slang now.
But we had so much slang too.
But I was trying to think about it, right? I'm like, what did we have? What did we have? Well, maybe I've forgotten. I think I've just forgotten what was cool back then.
You remember how fucking popular that was?
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. Point made. Yeah.
And like, I mean,
that's better than
we
what?
We were the
what
ones that brought dude.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
Dude. Bro.
Oh, he got snapped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got snapped. Yeah. You'd think, what the fuck was that? But yeah, no, that was common.
Snap him.
Oh, snap.
And, you know, dad's just snap. Like,
what?
What's wrong with you? What the fuck, snap?
At least they were kind of like, I don't know, normal words. And now there's like skibiz and skidoo and riz.
Ewing.
And, yeah.
He was gooning on me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't fucking.
They're made
up
words.
I use
right?
some of it. Like, I'll say no cap.
When have you ever said no cap?
When I'm being a dickhead.
You're a dickhead all the time, and I've never
said it. I said it twisted on the weekend.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, no cap. Like, we're pushing.
You're just trying to get in with the young folk. No, it'd be cool around Twisted then. Yeah.
Up Twisted.
He's not gonna listen to this. Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. It's different.
Yeah, I think that's probably the only like modern slang that I would use would be no cap.
No cap. No cap.
In a bus.
Yeah, see, this is it sounds like you're talking gibberish to me.
Finna bus makes sense though, because you're just gonna bust, but they've obviously missed it, hit the F instead of the G.
Finna bus.
Finna bus, it means you got a nut.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder how long before these words like start getting like banned in schools, where they're like, "Nah, you can't use them anymore." Yeah. Weird.
I must admit, like, I hate the whole like "riz" and like "mewin" and fucking shit like that. Like, that's annoying.
Mm.
And like the body actions that go with some of it too. Like the
body actions. I haven't seen that.
We're not going into it.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
It's. I digress. Yeah.
I did see a funny reel the other day of a dad going through a Macca's drive-thru.
I saw that.
And
his daughters are in the back. It's like, no, stop. He's just fucking full vibe. He's
dropping all this. Yeah. Dropping all these new slang terms. They're embarrassed to the shitter. That's great. I would do that. Would you?
Yeah. You're fucking A.
Yeah.
Oh, no, probably not. My anxiety would get the better of me. And I wouldn't want to put my kids through that sort of embarrassment either.
Fair enough. Anyway, body image. Let's have a chat
my
about that.
My body image is doing really well because when I hopped on to do the recording, you told me how sexy I looked and I was just like, fuck, all I did was had a shower.
Yeah, I did. I said you were looking good. Your hair was looking good. You had it all. What was it? You said it was wet. You had a shower.
It still is wet. Oh, fucking look at it. It's like.
Yeah, it looks. Oh, yeah. It's dry now. Oh, no. Nice. I'm surprised it hasn't washed out yet in blue hair.
It is a little bit. Like, you can see, like. Oh, like yeah, the roots are starting to.
Yeah. Nice.
I'll re-dye it.
Mm.
I was going to have to keep re-dyeing it until the fucking bleach wears out.
Mm.
Otherwise, I'm going to have this fucking weird yellow top. You'd love that too. You'd fucking love that. You wouldn't let me live that shit down. You'd bully me that hard that I'd last like fucking an hour before I went to get more hair dye.
Yeah, well, got to have my fun somehow.
Anyway, we're talking about body image. That's a fucking another good segue. Caleb picking on my hair.
Yeah. What is body image?
Image of my body.
Good start.
Good attempt. An attempt was made.
Well, let's start with the aspects.
How you see yourself.
It is how you see yourself. Yes. Body image.
Yeah, that thing we were talking about the other night, I asked you on Discord, do you do that? I totally just started doing it then.
I don't remember what the,
okay.
What that was. So.
When we were just chilling and I was like,
oh.
Yeah. I like leant back and I was chilling. I was like, wait a fucking minute.
I'm not even going to go into that.
No, we're not. We're not going into it. I just thought you didn't. I'd try and throw you off.
Yeah, well, you did. Well done. So we're doing a bit of reading. You sent me a great resource. I didn't know this, but there are four aspects to body image.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
I had no idea. Yeah.
I just thought body image was body image. It's just how you fucking see yourself.
Yep, how you saw yourself. How you felt about how you see yourself. It's probably a good way to sum it up.
Feels like man cans.
and can do.
Been many episodes since that one.
Oh yeah, that was a long time ago. Well, this is episode 30, by the way.
No fucking way.
Yeah. Why? So there's
a cap.
I'll cap you through the screen.
With your pea shooter.
So there's perceptual body image.
What's that mean?
I don't know. This is what I'm reading. Now, it means it's what you see in terms of your body image. So perception. So your perception isn't always reality. How you see yourself isn't always what it is. You might perceive something differently to what others see. So, you know, for example, you might see your hair as good and nice, and others.
Why couldn't you use yourself as an example, you fucking dick?
No, but yeah, no. So that's what it means. You could think something looks bad, but in turn, it actually looks really good, or it's not as bad as what you think it is. That's.
But go the opposite way. You could think it's really good, and everyone else thinks it's bad.
That's right. That's how you get anxious, because then you're like, oh, is it really? And then someone tells you, no, it's not. And you're like, ah! Like when you're like, yeah, my hair looks really good. I was like, no, it doesn't. It's pick on Christian Day. Anyway, so yeah, for example, you may think you're overweight when you're actually thin. That's a big can of worms to open.
Yeah, I struggle with that all the time.
Well, I think that you're overweight. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Then I'd say a lot of people probably do. So yeah, that's the example. So that's perceptual. That's perceptual. What else we got?
Affective. Which doesn't really make... This is how you feel about your body image. You may be happy about certain aspects of your body yet dislike others.
Yeah.
Feel and think are the same to me. Like,
no. I think there is a distinct difference.
I guess.
If you're thinking's more like when you... That's more of a comparison, I guess. You can go, like, when you think, you can go, oh, I'm going to compare. But in terms of feel, you can be like, that's how you feel personally. You know, it's probably more thinking about the side where you're like, probably more the good things, I'd say. Because it's probably easy to go, I feel good about this, than I feel bad about this.
I feel good about how green my eyes are. You got basic bitch brown eyes.
I've been told they are puppy dog eyes. Thank you very much. So,
All right. Yep. I remember that time you did the whole, like, you looked down at the camera and I was just like, fucking
here we go. Oh, shit. There's cognitive, so that's how you think about your body. Am I reading the same thing? No.
No, I did effective. That's how you feel. You're doing cognitive. I think.
Yeah. Constant criticism and preoccupied thoughts tend to arise due to the aspect of body image. You may think you'd be more popular or had more successful dating if you were thinner or muscles.
That kind of makes sense, the difference between thinking and feeling.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Like, you know, my teeth are fucking weird looking. You know, those ones are pushed backwards, so it looks like I'm...
Well, when I was younger, that was the thing. Like, I used to think I would be liked more if I was taller.
Still think you're a dickhead, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah, I know that now. And finally, we've got behavioural. Last one.
is how you act in regard to your body image. People unhappy with their body may choose to work out more, try a restricted diet, or undergo a cosmetic procedure.
Mm.
Or get fucking face and neck tattoos and facial piercings.
Yeah, that's one a way of doing it. Mm. Yeah, that would come under behavioural.
Yep. Mm. Tattoos absolutely. And piercings, definitely.
Yep.
Fucking Botox injections, all that lip fillers, all that sort of shit, all comes under it.
Mm. There's lots of different things that the world can do now. Like, options are endless.
Who do we have to blame for that?
Social media. Yeah. Costs a lot of money.
You
too.
Think about the trends, like back when I was, my late teen, early adult years, it was all about the ripped bodies with no body hair.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, I'm fucking hairy. Like, So for me, I felt really ashamed about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's the fucking opposite. It's hairy dad bods. Women want hairy dad bods now. And it's because of fucking social media.
Yeah. I mean, it changes around a lot. And I don't think you could say that one person's is the same as one other person's, like, kind of view and of their wants and stuff like that. But, yeah, it does change. But you're right. When I was younger and growing up as well, yeah, it was all about the having the big muscles and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, even, like, you know, females copped it even worse. It was, like, blonde hair and tan skin and fucking bikini-ready bodies. And so.
Yep.
Now it's, you know, leaning a little bit more aggressive, I guess, and better, but still shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to get past a lot of it, you know, especially with social media now, because it's so easy to see, you know, because we go back to that thinking one, which is the cognitive, like that whole, if I looked like that, I would have more followers on, you know, TikTok or Instagram or whatever it is. So, you go down that path because you think.
Same as when I was a streamer. It was like when I used to stream on Twitch, I'd think to myself all the time, man, if I was a chick, I'd have way more viewers.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right.
I used to play really well. And I was very interactive and shit. And then you look at like someone, a female streamer with like piss poor quality, like video quality and, you know, fuck all like banter. They play like shit. And then they've got, you know, literally like 10 times my viewers just because they got tits. And it's just like, God fucking damn it. Not that all female streamers are like that, but you know what I mean? Like, the whole just, you know, if I was a chick, I could do better.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, that's a good example. The fireman calendars used to give me the shits when I was younger.
Liar.
What do you mean?
They gave you boners, not shits.
You didn't let me finish. You gave me the shits because they're too expensive and I wanted one.
They gave me the shits because every time I went for a shit, I got a burner.
Hanging on the back of the toilet door. Like Mum did one year. Hanging on the back of our toilet door one year when I was younger. Yeah, there was that. Yeah.
That's when you realised you were gay.
That's when I started shitting outside like a dog.
I didn't see that one coming. Well done.
But like, even those, you know.
Sorry.
I'd do it in the front yard too, just to scare the neighbours.
Make eye contact to assert your dominance.
Best part is I used to live on a main road when I was younger.
Oh, fucking idiot.
But yeah, like, the, you know, that was media before social media. Like, you know, they used to do that. You know, they've done that for a long time. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, they put that on a pedestal, and that was, you know, what you should look like. And but it was the same with magazines as well before social media and all that came along. Like, the magazines, media magazines, did the exact same thing. So yeah. Anyway, move past it. Should I just go into body acceptance?
I accept your body for how it is. Yeah, so body acceptance versus body dissatisfaction, some of the issues that can arise with body image. There's three types of body acceptance. There is body positivity, and that's people who practice body positivity, have unconditional love for their body no matter how they look or feel. Comfortable and confident are key pillars. That is not me. That is not me.
What gave it away?
I don't know. I mean, like, all those times I stand in the mirror after a shower just slapping my fucking dad gut around, like, fucking get skinny!
Does it work?
No. Nah. No, that's the new weight loss trend. Just beat yourself until you don't. Joke. I shouldn't need to, like, clarify that, but that's a joke.
Bleep.
Just that whole section. All they hear is beep and see me do with this.
Next one.
Mm-hmm. Hit it.
Body neutrality. Neutral point of view. So you don't overemphasize positivity, yet you don't focus on the negative. You're in the middle. You're neutral.
Are you?
Yeah. I'd say so. Seeing as we're ranking ourselves on this system. But I have my bad days. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, last week I didn't want to leave the house because I had a massive pimple outbreak on my forehead. And I was like, no, I don't want to go anywhere.
Would have popped it for you.
You've been sitting there for a long time. I don't, yeah, oh, let's not get into that. It's gross. All these pimple popping apps and, like, the people popping people's, like, pimples and putting it on social media and people getting a kick out of it. That's fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm throwing Taylor under the bus here because she enjoys it. Not here for it. You enjoy it.
The best part about being in a relationship is having someone to pop your fucking back.
Oh, no. No. Just. Anyway, I'm not getting into that. It's gross. Not for me.
I feel like you're, like, borderline ready to gag.
I am. I don't. Serious. I get ready to gag. Stop. We're hearing some good stories today.
You fucking shut your mouth. You little bitch. I don't fucking trust you not to throw me under the bus. Well played. So, the last time, body acceptance. It's body liberation. Instead of being positive all the time, body liberation promotes autonomy and diversity among body shapes and sizes, which is probably the one that I more relate to in regards to positivity. Obviously, I struggle with a lot of dissatisfaction in regards to my body. But on my good days, it's like, well, everyone's different. Everyone's, you know, you can't control how you were born. So like some days I really wish I was fucking taller, but I can't control it. So, you know, same as the whole growing up, like I wished I wasn't as hairy, but these days I'm just like, I don't give a shit. It's like, if someone doesn't want to talk to me because I've got chest hair, then sucks to suck, bitch. See you later.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, you get to that point where you sort of think, like, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, so what? You can't change it. Well, this is the fine line, right?
Because if I was rich, I'd fucking good.
Because in today's world, you can. And that's where the problem lies. And that's where these mental health issues come in, because it's not about the fact that everyone's different and we can change it. You know, you can't change it any, like, you know, just leave it. It is what it is. You can change it now. And if you had the money, you could. So that's where your mental health problems come in, because people are like, there is no more of that. I'm happy with myself because everybody's different. It's now, I'm not happy with how I look. I want to look like that. I'm going to go pay for that. Now I am going to look like that. Yeah. So it's very bad. It's a, very bad cycle.
I don't like completely disagree with it. Like, in some situations, like, you know, there might be something that you find to be quite, you know, triggering. And like, I knew a chick who was completely flat chested, like completely flat chested, and she was really insecure about it. So she went and got a boob job and. Yeah. You know, changed her life. And I'm like, well, cool. And like, congratulations. Yeah. Like, that's,
yeah.
You know, and same as, you know, you just fucking, well, there's braces.
There's other things too, like nose jobs for people that have trouble like breathing. Mm. You know, because I heard a lot of stories of people who've, when, you know, the way they're born and they've had trouble breathing, or they have really bad, you know, what's it? Is it sleep apnea? I think. Yep. That, well, yep. Yeah. So, getting some sort of like plastic surgery done to their nose and fixing some of that up will change their life, because, you know, fixed all that. So yeah, there's definitely good with it. But there is a lot of, you know, bad mental health problems that come along with a lot of the different sort of ones.
Like, personally, I fucking hate lip fillers.
Mm.
I think they look fucking ridiculous. But although I did send you that picture after the hot sauce. I looked like I had fucking lip fillers.
That's a cheap way of doing it. Just enter a hot sauce competition.
I don't know if that was cheap. Aid.
Yeah, lots of toilet paper.
Anyway, but I hate it. I hate lip fillers. Mm. But at the same time, like, I'm not going to judge somebody for wanting to go out and get it done, because that makes them feel more attractive.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah. It's not their fault, but that's for a long time there. That's what society said was the fucking thing to do. The whole like duck faces with the blown up lips.
Yeah. Like, that's right.
I hated that trend.
Yeah.
I hated it so bad.
But it was the way.
Mm-hmm. It was the way. Yeah.
Yep. It was the way to go. Well, that's right. No, like each to your own, and people are allowed to go off and do that thing, of course. Like, that's what it's there for. But it's sort of that. I guess the thing that upsets me the most is the mental health the reason for the decision making? And, you know, because do you think it's just a coping mechanism, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we've done a whole episode on coping mechanisms, and we always bring them up, you know, about unhealthy and healthy ones. So it's just a matter of finding that line and what's healthy, what's unhealthy, and that kind of thing. But yes, absolutely. Everyone, each to your own. Go and get lip filler. That's what your face flick up there. You're like,
I'd pay to see you get lip filler.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm good. Look, I'm the same. I'm not a fan of it. Either. Like, I don't in no way think it looks...
If we ever make it big and we've got a decent amount of viewers every week, I'm going to do a fucking poll and be like, if this gets 1,000 likes, Caleb's going to get lip filler done.
Oh, no. No. But no
do it for
way.
The views.
No. We'd pass up 100,000 views.
What? You're fucking soft. I'd do it.
Off you go.
Do it for the views, you little bitch.
Do it for the views. I'd do lots of different things, but yeah, I wouldn't do lip filler.
Would you eat a Carolina Reaper raw?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, that's a bad one for me. I like my lips. I have no insecurities over my lips.
Like your lips too, baby.
Yeah. So, don't touch my clogs.
Fucking going off topic again.
Yeah, we are going off topic again. Look, we've touched on almost everything. There's something we can come back to. We talked about social media and body image, and you know how it affects your mental health. I mean, I'm just going to rattle through the list, as we don't have time to go through all of them. We've talked about some of these, but anxiety, body dysmorphia, depression, eating disorders, shame or guilt, financial strain, negative self-talk, poor self-esteem, and preoccupation with weight. / body
I like
top.
That umbrella of mental health problems again.
Yeah. So those negative thoughts around your body image can spur on some of these things. So it's important to understand if body image is what's affecting your mental health problems or issues, and have a look at some coping mechanisms to put something into place to make you feel good. Go chat to someone about it. Go talk to Christian. He's an expert in body image, mental health. Oh, shit. All right.
I love my body so much that I just decided to cover it in tattoos. I swear I'm going to get more face tattoos one day.
I'm going to come to South Australia and get a tattoo. Do them. Should I do a blind one? Let you choose. Oh, that could go bad. Yeah. You didn't like that idea. Oh, shit.
I reckon we just get the pain in our head logo. Boom.
Yeah. Not a bad logo. I don't mind it. I'm just pretty happy with that. I mean, it looked pretty cool.
Well, I've got no colored tattoos. Fine. Everything's black and white.
I don't know whether I'd be able to sit through shading.
Mate, it wouldn't be big.
No, but I haven't got a tattoo yet, so anyway.
You'd be fine. You'd be fine. Don't be a bitch. Anyway, let's have all a right. word from our Caleb, and we'll go to that.
The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Thank you for listening. We've been talking about body image. I don't know, I was waiting for you to chime in on something, but I don't know. I just don't know. You're good. Yeah. No, look, thank you. Thank you for everyone for listening. This is episode 30. We appreciate and enjoy all the comments that we do get. I think Grandma put one up this morning. Yeah, early too. At like, I rolled into work at like 4:30.
She gets up so fucking early. She always does.
Yeah. Always I rolled has. Into work. Rolled into work at 4:30, and I had a YouTube notification. I thought it was just going to be like a video like promotion or something. And no. She was talking about the lightsaber in the background.
Why is she calling you Jay?
Hey. Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even.
Maybe it was a mistype.
Yeah.
You have a laser sword behind you, Jay, right near your drums.
Oh.
The funny thing is, I was actually going to bring it up in this episode. I was like, oh, it looks like you have a fucking lightsaber behind you.
That's why I changed it to that color, because now it looks like the blue lightsaber. very grandma. Cool. Yeah. Hmm. But yes, no, anyway, so thank you very much for listening and that sort of stuff. It's
grandma thinks I'm cool.
Yeah.
Next week she comments, she's just like, no, I don't.
I hope she comments and goes, your co-host is cooler than you. Kablam!
I'd fly out to Queensland and kick your teeth in. Stay away from my grandma.
Yes, but anyway, I've been talking about body image, and so yeah, it's been good.
And our songs have nothing to do with it.
No, our songs have nothing to do with it because some songs came out that we were very, very excited about.
Really excited. Yeah.
Very excited. Please enlighten us.
I was just gonna blurt out yours, just to be a dick. But I tried that already. So I've spoken about this person before, and Caleb spoke about their person before, so whatever. But Devin Townsend has a new album coming out tomorrow night.
Oh, so, that's soon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's the 27th.
That's cool. There's a few things coming out tomorrow.
Correct. No, I'm so wrong. It hurts.
Did you say September to me? Or no, October?
It's 25th of October. So wrong on the dates.
Yeah. So 2 months.
What am I thinking of then? Tomorrow.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings.
Shut up! Bitch.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, Devin Townsend's released a song from his upcoming album. The song is called Power Nerd. And as usual, completely stupid music video clip. So stupid that it's amazing. And it's just another really fucking catchy, well-produced Devin Townsend song. It's great. It's kind of going back to like his heavier kind of stuff. It's not heavy by any means, but it's heavier than the last kind of couple of albums he's done. They're a lot more pop, I guess.
Alternative.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's really fucking enjoyable. And I was very excited to come across it. I was like, oh shit, new Devin Townsend song. Well then.
So, I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh god, fucking.
I know I'm slow.
But I send you songs, you just don't listen to it.
I know. I didn't even listen to music today. I know.
Balls deep in that audiobook, weren't you?
I am. I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it.
I told
it.
You that you would enjoy audiobooks.
Well,
they just go so well with that job.
I don't know whether it's audiobooks in general or whether I'm just enjoying going through this because I've never read it. I've never read it. I've only ever seen the movie. So listening to it, even though I'm not reading it, but reading the actual text or going through the text, it's incredible seeing, like, finding out different bits of information that you just would not have known unless you've read it. No, I've never read it. I've read The Hobbit. Yeah, but I haven't read The Lord of the Rings. So,
what about Silmarillion?
Hey,
what about the Silmarillion?
The Silmarillion. I don't read. I'm not a reader.
It's also Lord of the Rings. It like tells the story of how Lord of the Rings, like, universe was made.
Oh, I've watched a YouTube video on that, but I haven't read anything. Mate, I'm a visual consumer. I'm a visual learner.
Just pick one of those three books that I sent you today. After you finish this one,
I'm going to go through the whole series. I'm going to go through Two Towers and Return of the King. All right, I will. I'm not going to start at one and then just not finish the rest, but I will. I promise you, I will choose one of those books and I will start listening to them. If it's on Spotify.
Anyway.
Mm, nice. All right. What else? Do you want to, are you talking about your song more?
Yeah. No, I'm good. That's it. It's such a really great song. I was really fucking excited about it. And
yeah,
I can't wait for it to be on the Spotify playlist.
What's it about?
Our nerd.
Being a nerd.
I don't even know. I haven't paid enough attention to the fucking lyrics to... doesn't really... Yeah, I'll pay attention to it tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds like it's a very positive song, though, from looking at the lyrics, but no giving up, no giving in, no giving up when you know you can take it.
Okay.
Time to rise, put that shit on the shelf. Fuck yeah. Cool.
Okay. I'll have to give it a go because I really do like the other, some of his other work. Yeah. I really do like the other stuff that we've got on the playlist already. I think there's two songs we have on the playlist already.
And we got ER.
Yeah, and we've got Save Our Now.
Oh, yeah.
Good song. Good song. Good song. Yeah. Yes. So,
what's your song?
What is my song? Well, a little while ago, we found out that Seether are bringing out a new album in September. Very excited. And last week on Friday, they released another single for that album. Illusion.
Your reaction was amazing. Oh, that made my fucking day.
Really? I couldn't believe it. I was having such a good day on Friday and I was like, I was waiting for something to go wrong because things were just going way too well for me. And then you messaged me and was like, the new Seether single came out. And I was like, there's no way, because I thought you were pulling my leg. Yeah. And I was like, there's no way my day could get any better. But no, it came out on Friday. And amazing. So good. So good.
It is quite good.
It's a lot more alternative than their usual grunge. So a little bit different. But they've dabbled in some of that alternative sort of style before, especially with his vocals and the kind of effects that they've put on his vocals is very not Seether. Like, it's quite different than...
Maybe that's why I enjoyed it more.
Maybe. Yeah. Because I know you're not really a fan of, the sound in general. But yeah, it's quite different. But that was awesome. There's a little bit heavy as well, which is really cool. And yeah, I just think it's a really good song, quite catchy. The thing I'm really liking about them at the moment, and they did it with their other single, but their the formation, or the, it's a better word for it, the formation of their songs. So it's going to kill me because I should know this, but a way a song's put together, you know, you think about your different parts, like your chorus and your verse and your bridge and, no, not the composition. There's another word for it. Anyway, it's going to kill me. I'm going to think of it as, thank you. Yes, the structure. When you look, I can't believe I couldn't think of that. I'm tired. Give me a break.
If you've got a fucking degree.
Yeah, I know. In this field. That's why it was killing me, because I'm like, I learned about this. The structure. What I'm really liking about the structure of their songs at the moment is they're playing, or they're doing the chorus as the instrumental, like early on. So like the first instrumental breakdown that you hear is the chords from the chorus. So it kind of gives you a taste of what the chorus is going to kind of sound like before you even get to the chorus. It starts off like, kind of hits you in the face with a big chorus kind of sound or instrumental. Then he pulls back a little bit for, your verses, and then hit with the chorus. Mm. And I've noticed they're cutting out a lot of bridges too. See, they used to be really big for bridges, right? I guess bridges are kind of fading out now in structures, in music in general. We're not seeing a lot of bridges anymore, or a lot of middle eights. It's sort of just going...
What genre you listen to?
It is depending on what genre or style. But I find like now it's very much, chorus, there'll be one or two verses, or two verses nearly max, and then it'll just be chorus for the whole rest of it, because that's the hook, that's the catch.
Yeah,
And that's what kind of, yeah, so.
Definitely, like very structured these days with, like, verse, chorus,
mm.
repeat, chorus.
Yeah. Absolutely, a little bit of an instrumental breakdown sometimes if you're listening to that particular style, like metal or rock music, and then. Back to the chorus, but very cool. And there was a solo, a very small solo in the song Illusion, so I liked it.
Go back like early 2000s, I guess, is when it kind of stopped, but it used to be like verse, pre-chorus, chorus, verse, pre-chorus, chorus.
Yes.
Potentially another verse or a fucking bridge.
Yep.
And then...
Yeah.
Chorus, possibly outro.
Gosh, outros. Don't they a thing of the past?
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely. It just, we end with choruses now. That is the outro. That's it. So, gosh, I'm trying to think of some good examples, but. Old Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Like, that's very.
I was thinking maybe like even Bon Jovi had like pre-choruses, like, you know, like.
Yep.
Early 90s, like late 80s music, like fucking some real banger fucking hooks for pre-choruses. You're just like, here fucking comes.
Charging up.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about Bon Jovi. You're a Bon Jovi fan, aren't you?
Fucking name a Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Fan. Yep. Living on a prayer.
He's singing Bon Jovi many times.
Yep. No, Bon Jovi, very good. I do like Bon Jovi.
I have spoken a little bit. Bon Jovi. I don't think we've added them to the playlist.
No,
I'm sure I've like mentioned that like dad and grandma both fucking like really enjoy. Like,
okay, yep. Really cool. I missed the chance to see them live actually, a fair few years ago now. But very good. Living on a Prayer. Some other ones that I like. It's My Life. It's a good one. Yeah, I feel like there's another one that I really like. I can't think.
Bad Name.
Yeah, it's a good one. There's one that's not as popular that I really like. I can't think of the name though. But
it'd not be fucking Bed of Roses or I'll Kill You.
Now that I know that, you're going to get a video tomorrow. It's a good song. That's the one. Yep.
Fuck it.
Yeah. That's going on the playlist.
I was thinking when you were like, it's like one that's like not really. I was just like, there's a song that I really fucking enjoy. And it's, I was like, can't remember it.
Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Yeah. I'll throw that up on the playlist. Yeah. I haven't heard that for a while, but it's a good song. Good song. I want to listen to that now. I'm going to go listen to that after this.
Oh, you're not. Great. You're going to listen to that Devin Townsend song.
Oh, okay. I'll listen to Devin Townsend first. Yes. Yes, Dad. All right. Good stuff. That's it. That's us for the week. Thanks again for listening. Next week, we will be back and we will be talking about mental health and physical, or the intersection of mental health and physical health.
Are we?
Oh, wait, no, that's not what we decided on.
No.
I read the... No, oh, we're going to talk about the impact of trauma and adversity.
I love that you're...
Well, we've got a list now. So.
This is great.
What? My mic shit the bed.
Got the Barry White going on. So
Have I got deep voice going on? Why does it do that? All right, well, we're going to do this outro with a deep voice. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Next week, we will be talking about the impact of trauma and diversity. So tune in next week. It's okay to not be okay. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.